Good evening. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Cult Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and Leschus for Refuah Shleima for Gittel Bas Betel. This Shabbos, we say we're Mevorech, we bench Rosh Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is traditionally the beginning of a very serious season. They say that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the great Goyin and Tzaddik and Baal Musar, when he heard the words Rosh Chodesh Elul, he would faint. Most of us are not on that level and don't take it that seriously, but everybody feels a little bit of something is in the air. The Tkiyas Shofar also adds to that, and so forth. But I think that for our purposes this evening, I would like to pay attention to the Rosh Tevis of Elul. As we're told, it represents Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me, which, based on Shir HaShirim, is a statement of the deep, loving relationship, the timeless, loving relationship that exists between the Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Klal Yisrael. And the lesson from Shir HaShirim is very powerful. And the lesson basically is that no matter how it seems that we can't find Hashem, He's behester ponim, as the Pasuk says, He's mashkiach min ha-chalonos, meitzitz min ha-charakim, supervises us through the windows, maybe the one-way window where He can see through and we can't see Him, and peeks through the cracks, the crevices in the wall, where He sees us, everything we do, and we can't seem to see Him. And we feel remote and distant, and we wonder sometimes whether He's still there with us. But He's there. And sometimes we wonder about ourselves. We seem so involved in our lives, in the materialism of our lives, in the pettiness of some of our activities, and so caught up in everything else other than our relationship with Hashem. And we wonder, we think that maybe that love has dissipated. It was in the lives of our great-great-grandparents, but it has nothing to do with us today. And Shlomo HaMelech prophesied on both of these things that throughout the Golos, our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remain acute, albeit sometimes buried deeply within. It has to be activated, it has to be brought forth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, its love for us remains just as vibrant throughout the millennia. And knowing this, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, is really the message of Elul. And it's a message that tells us that love is there. It's a message that tells us that love is there to motivate us. It's a message that tells us that Hashem wants to reignite and rejuvenate that relationship. In fact, the Torah tells us that the mitzvah of tshuva is v'shavto ad Hashem elikecho. Return, come back to Hashem, tshuva, to return. And the Novi Malachi tells us in Perek Gimel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shuvu elai v'shuvu aleichem. Return to me and I'll return to you. It's just a matter of reconnecting. Tshuva is a matter of rejuvenating that loving, passionately loving relationship that exists from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, always continue to exist, and we should begin to feel it and access it and become more aware of it, and that will motivate us to come back, to come closer, and to reestablish that relationship in the best and most appropriate way possible. In fact, when we talk about Chazal tell us, it's a Medrash, actually a Medrash Rabbah in Shir HaShirim, I think it's in the fifth parak, that we say, Pitzchuli Pesach Kichutei Shel Machat. Kichutei Shel Machat, open me, Hashem says, open up to me a Pesach, an opening like open the door like the eye of a needle, and I'll open you like the Pisgah shel Ulam. I'll open the floodgates for you to come through. And it seems from Shir HaShirim that what this is referring to is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, because it's based on the pasuk Pischi Le'achosi Rayosi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu represented in the Chosam wants to get back into our lives. Hashem is saying, open up the door for me. Let me back into your lives. Let's rejuvenate that relationship. If you let me in, then I will accept you, and we can reconnect and rekindle that flame of love that exists between us. And if this is the avoider of Elul, and this is the underlying current and message of tshuva, how much can this help us in bitochin in these days? Because if we recognize the loving relationship, then two things happen. Number one, if we know how much Hashem loves us, then it becomes that much easier for us to rely on Him. There's so much love there. There's so much caring. A loving parent. A loving parent is relied upon by a child because you love me so much. Of course I rely on you. And the only thing that might interfere with that reliance would be the fact that I don't feel that love. And if I don't feel that love, if I don't reciprocate that love, it's hard to imagine, it's hard to focus, it's hard to maintain that awareness that how much you love me, because I don't feel the love for you. But when I know that that love is there, when we begin to access it, when we begin to bring it to fore, when we begin to bring it to the conscious level, when we begin to feel it once again, so we know He loves us, and we can feel that love because we love Him in return, that it would seem is the optimal emotion to be able to develop a true sense of bitochon, of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in the context of full loving relationship, of course we can rely. Of course we know how much He cares. Of course we know how much He wants to do for us. Of course we feel that love, which allows us to feel His love and to count on Him for everything. And the truth of the matter is that the Yomim Noiroim have so much to do with bitochin. We find the in Shulchan Aruch it's brought that we erev yontif, we mistaper, we megalchin, we mistaprin, we groom ourselves and take care of ourselves to show ourselves that this is a yontif, that we're batuchim badin, we're trusting that Hashem will favor us in the din. And that trust plays a major role. The trust in Hashem is a major schus that we have. The trust in Hashem is a means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us to sometimes be able to achieve that which we couldn't achieve in din, in mishpat. In shuras hadin, in the judgment, we may not be worthy, and Hashem wants us to be worthy to get, because if we don't deserve it, we don't appreciate it, and it isn't real, and it's embarrassing. But bitochen is another form of entitlement. And that bitochen can make a difference when I stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm relying on Him, that creates a different level of schus, that He creates, that generates a different koyach, that allows me to achieve so much more than I might have been worthy of. And we know the pasuk says, "Rabbi machoivim l'rosho, v'habiteach v'Hashem chesed yisevenu." Great are the travails, great is the suffering that the wicked person goes through, but one who trusts Hashem, kindness will surround him. And Chazal tell us, "Afilu rosho, v'habiteach v'Hashem chesed yisevenu." Even a person who's a rosho and trusts in Hashem, be surrounded by chesed, it doesn't, the bitochim has a koyach to allow us to achieve far beyond what we deserve. In a sense, the bitochim itself creates a certain deserving, and that is what entitles us to get so much even beyond what we weren't otherwise able to achieve. And the basis for this, or a basis for this, or a special basis for this, which the days of Elul can provide us, is the realization of how much we love Hashem and how much He loves us. How powerful that reciprocal relationship is, how real it is. And Shlomo HaMelech prophesied and told us and promised us that even though he seems to be the Hester Ponim, we can't seem to find him. Sometimes the difficulties and challenges of life make us wonder, where is he? He really loves us. Why is he hiding? But it's only hiding, and he's there. And from his hiding place and from his Hester Ponim, he's assuring our survival and taking care of every aspect of our existence. And sometimes we think that we don't have that love. But Shlomo HaMelech promises us, Shlomo HaMelech prophesies to us that it's there. It's there, deeply buried in the heart of every Jew, and can be accessed. And can be accessed if we only put in that effort, if we only put in that focus, if we recognize the Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li that Elul represents, we can once again feel the depth of that relationship, and that can serve us so well, such a schus, such an empowerment, such an uplifting feeling, such an ability to have happiness and fulfillment and accomplish so much in these days of Elul. For anyone who might be interested in further chizuk in these things, on the Priority One website, that's priority-one.org, one can sign up for a weekly email on chizuk and bitochin and on Shir HaShirim. All of these ideas can be strengthened through constant work and constant review of these concepts. So that's for anyone who wants to sign up for those regular emails or for the recordings of these and so many other discussions of these issues, it's priority-1.org. A good evening to all of you.